We're going to talk about exponential growth today a little bit. And we're going to begin with a bike lock. Standard, cheap, four-cylinder bike lock. And my question is, suppose you forget the combination and you got to go through a mall to figure out how to open the lock. Let's assume that each cylinder goes 0 through 9. If there are four cylinders, how many combinations do you have to go through? 10,000. Who said 10,000? Give that man a Cupid doll. Okay, good. And how did you get 10,000?
It's 9,999 plus the zeros.
Okay. So in this case, you can just sort of do it because you can think of these as decimal numbers. There's 0000001, you know, and you can sort of, you know, think of it as counting up. If you had, what if there were, as I think this particular bike lock has, there are only 6 digits on each dial. How many choices would you have to go through? 12,096. And how did you get that number? 6 times 6 times 6 times 6 is the answer. And, you know, if you're good if you can do 6 to the 4th power in your head, because I can't. Okay? So it's 6 to the 4th power. Suppose you had a 6-digit dial and there were 8 cylinders. How many combinations would you have to go through? Don't give me the number. Just explain to me how you'd calculate it. What would it be? Somebody over here. Yes. 6 to the 8th. 6 times 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 6. Okay. Final question. Suppose there were only 2 positions on each dial, like 0 and 1, and there were 8 positions that you had to go through. How many combinations would there be that you'd have to go through? Somebody said it?
2 to the 8th.
Okay? So it's 2 times 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 2. That's the number of combinations there are. Okay, so that's all you got to know about how you get bit strings. All right, so when we talk about a bit string of length n, there's only 2 bits, 0 and 1, and the number of bit strings of length n is 2 to the n. And, you know, that's, so those numbers go 2 bit strings of length 1, 0 and 1, 4 of length 2, 8 of length 3, 16 of length 4, and so on. Okay? And we code things. We're going to go through the powers of 2. You know, there's going to be a lot of powers of 2 here. There's nothing magic going on in this. So when we use bit strings, which is, remember, all we've really got in this digital universe is just, everything is just bits. When we use bit strings to represent alphanumeric characters, there is just some convention for assigning bit strings to characters.